plate a potential nugget.
I want to sort of pick up on this term judgment as, yeah, again, it's clearly a key leadership trait for successful leaders. And in a lot of ways, I think there's a lot the business world can learn from the world of law. And if I were to ask you, if you look at the judges, the great judges from the, let's say, the good ones, what about them makes them distinctive in terms of their sense of judgment?
Fairness.
Say more.
First of all, they are superb jurists. Mm-hmm. But the way they apply the law is to deliver a fair verdict to society. Mm-hmm. So judgment is final unless it's appealed. Mm. And so the Supreme Court makes the law. Mm. And why is that institution so important and relevant? Because by and large, it disseminates law which is fair, mm-hmm. which works, which is trusted, right? In its application, in its interpretation. The Supreme Court is purposive. It comes to an area where society is affected by and large in many of its judgments.
Sure.
And in most of its judgments, society is dealt with fairly. Right. So that's it, the way you deal with it. Even as a, not a judge, but as a transactional lawyer. Mm-hmm. Today, if I want to cut a deal, I'm not going to cut a deal if it's unfair to the other side. I don't care how much I shout, how much of a bully I am, how abrasive I am. The guy on the other side is not an idiot. Mm. He'll smile at me, he'll be polite, he may not be rude back, but he won't sign the document. Mm. So ultimately, what you have to cut across the table is a fair transaction. It's like when you're fighting and you settle. Mm. I always tell my client, are you unhappy? He says, yes. I said, good. That's a settlement. Because if you've totally won, the guy's going to break the settlement.
Right.
So that's the way it is.
But this notion of taking multiple, like you said, this notion of judgment, which is about dealing with a lot of fuzzy data and coming up with an on-balance decision. Is there a, what's been your experience in fine-tuning that muscle? If you had to talk about how business leaders could sharpen that sense of judgment over time, do you have any thoughts on how you've seen people sharpen it over time?
I think it's a combination of experience, learning from mistakes you've made, learning from mistakes other people have made if you're observant enough, and continuing to get more and more mastery over the subject matter on which you make decisions.
Hmm.
If you ask me to make decisions on some economic theory, I can't, right? Hmm. Hmm. And there's no point in saying I have a gut. How's my gut relevant unless it's peppered with domain?
Right. So it's a combination of sharpening the domain expertise with sort of reflection.
Yeah, I mean, without the domain, you really can't make a judgment call.
Hmm. And the other quote which has stayed with me is a professor in Harvard called Professor Joseph Badoracco. He actually says, early in a career, in any profession, often the decisions are about right versus wrong. But as you grow in tenure, they're often about right versus right. And that's when, you know, it sort of the men get separated from the boys or women from the girls. Any, again, back to the field of law, any reflections on how some
so that's the nuancing. Well? I think that's the nuancing probably that I would put in the context of the law. You know, right and right. So the law is the law.
Hmm.
But then how are you applying it in an absolutely refined manner to the facts of the case in front of you and nuancing every angle? That's the way you do that. You max that.
If you like the topic of judgment, you must watch the recent Clint Eastwood movie Sully. It's based on a real-life incident in 2009 of a US Airways plane landing on the Hudson because of engine failure due to a bird hit. The movie was all about Captain Chesley Sullenberger, who took that judgment call to land the plane on water as against trying landing at one of the airports nearby. I remember one of the conversations I had as a search consultant when I was at Egon Zehnder. The client had met the four finalist individuals for a CEO role, and we had to make up a mind on who to hire. I still remember what the client told me in that meeting as we were getting into the debrief. He said, "We are paying a lot of money to you for this search. 50% of the fee I'm paying you as part of the search is for the discussion over the next 1 hour, where we discuss these four individuals and figure out who makes sense, given the role, given the culture, the risks, the upsides, and so on." Net-net, all things considered, what makes sense is a judgment call that clients often make in very lonely circumstances, and if we can enable them to make good decisions in these complex circumstances, one starts inching towards their trusted advisor chair. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com or look for the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or one of the other popular podcast apps.